Well, DeJuan Harris is looks like he's back to full strength. I would say last week I felt he knocked the rust off of a few things, but I mean he's competing to play, just like all the other guys. So I mean I think history will show you you never have enough good football players. History will show you here that the running back position is a very challenging position to go through the season. So I see him as someone that's part of our planning, and Eddie and James did a great job last year with their opportunities, and DeJuan has to fight for his opportunity.
With his body type, is it kind of an intriguing 1-2 or 1-2-3 punch however it is, but given how big starts in place here?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We want to, we have a certain way you want to play on offense. It adjusts each and every year. Ours always starts with our quarterback, obviously with Aaron. And, we want to keep those guys rolling in there.
Going kind of off Bill's question with, DeJuan, Brian Bilotti, and Casey Hayward, a lot of injuries last year. Does it almost feel like you have a second draft class this year when you get all those guys back?
Well, we have a lot of guys back. I have a lot of guys that, personally feel like they have something to prove. I really like what I've seen so far. Today was a little sloppy. This was a repeat practice, a review practice for us. We're working the same install that we did last week, so I was a little disappointed. The pre-snap penalties were very high, so the ability to work with the crowd noise and the music and things like that will only make us better. But it's great to have those guys back, and a healthy football team is a good football team. That's history will show that too.
Mike, is Brian at 100%?
That's really a question for Brian. This is a progress, process, and he's making progress. The CBA practices, are a little different than the ones that you'll need to have to move forward. Obviously, offensive linemen need to do the heavy lifting, and that won't be done until training camp. So that'll be another, another hurdle to get through for all our guys.
Mike, have you guys started to use or at least collect any of that data from that Catapult Sports company that's monitoring injuries that you guys are working with now? Or where's that at?
Well, that's a pretty vague, thing to talk about as far as the data. I mean, we've always collected data, how we utilize it, and to me, there's different ways that you look at things. That's really part of the competition. Frankly, the rules and regulations of our league are mandated more than ever before. I know in my 20 years in the league. So as far as how you schedule the team, how you train your football team, how to utilize any information, to me that's no different than discussing specifics of your playbook. So We're doing everything we possibly can. We have great resources, and we're utilizing those things to create the best environment for our players and to get ready for the season.
Mike, how has Scott Tolzien progressed, and do you expect him to push Matt back?
Scott's gotten a lot better. I think what you're seeing now with Scott Tolzien is, he's comfortable with the language. He's definitely comfortable with the footwork. We've changed some things with his mechanics and fundamentals. So, yeah, he's a tireless worker. I don't know if there's anybody in our program that spends as much time at it as Scott does. So he's getting better.
You're talking about a lot in that situation, but when you had Bakhtiari and Sidney play the entire year last year, when you came into the second year, though, did you just want to see them have a year or two together on the left side? Was that decision coming down before you?
I'm sorry, you lost me.
Try again.
Yes, please.
You were talking about Blog. I'm just curious, on the left side, you had Bakhtiari and Sid okay. The whole year together, and keeping them together for a year or two as a duo. Did you just like what you had seen from them and wanted to see that left side progress together on the offensive line?
Well, Josh Siddons obviously established himself as a left guard, and David's established himself as a left tackle. So, I think David's done a very good job in the offseason. He's stronger. He's bigger than he was last year. So he's a second-year player, and we talk repeatedly about the improvement you like to see in your second- or third-year players. And, I look for David to take that step. But, Josh Sitton's an all-pro left guard, and that switch was made for good reason, and it worked out, and that's a credit to Josh.
Mike, you plugged Barkley in for him today when he wasn't doing much. what's your thought process with Donnie? He's always done whatever you've asked. What are you kind of thinking? Just as your sixth man, or do you want to give him a chance?
Oh, no, Donnie Barclay, to me, is a starting football player. I mean, he's earned the opportunity to compete for a starting position, and, you know, him and Brian will compete on the right side, and we got to make sure that we have as much competition as we possibly can. So, Donnie's the more you can do. I mean, Donnie has the ability to play potentially five positions on the offensive line. I don't know how many guys you can say that about.
Do you want to experiment with him and give him a little more opportunity at center, or right now?
Possibly. Right now, with the center position, I think it's important that we got three centers that actually played center before, or two that have played center before, and that's a good thing for us. Just to let them guys compete and get comfortable. Obviously, the relationship with the guards and the quarterback, the core there is you can't get enough reps. So I think you notice the reps this time of year are down than prior years, and just the way you practice in team drills. You know, you get to training camp. You know, I think we're 21, 22 practices down from 35-6 in the. You know, from 3 years ago. So, I mean, the team reps are how you utilize them is, you look into that a lot more.
Mike, is Derek Sherrod back to close to 100% health, and where does he figure in your offensive line?
Well, Derek Sherrod looks really good. I'd have to say this is as strong as I've ever seen him. I mean, the time going through the injury, he's definitely done a great job in his strength conditioning part of it. So, it's the padded work that he needs, and he looks more natural. He feels more comfortable on the left side, so he'll continue to compete over there for reps and opportunities.
What kind of impression did Treader make that last year? And are you seeing it carry over into this?
Yeah, J.C. Treader, I think, really made an impression on everybody, most importantly his teammates. He's a powerful young man, really strong hands. Extremely intelligent. I know I said this last week. I don't know if there was a day that you did not see him here from the time the season ended. So, you know, I think he's progressing very nicely.
What about your first day seeing Devontae Adams?
I'm sorry?
Devontae Adams, first day here. What did you
do there? Devontae Adams, I mean, it's good to have him back. You know, he was away last week, but he looks good, looks comfortable. And, you know, we've had four practices. I think he's been at two, but he's definitely what we thought he was at Fresno.
See that speed there, man,
excuse me.
You see that speed there with him, or does he seem a little slow?
No, he's not slow. He's fully capable of playing the NFL. Very strong. He's an excellent route runner, particularly at the top of his routes. You know, the ability to separate from the defender is the key, and I think that's one of his strongest traits.
Just wondering,
Colt,
is everything okay with him?
Excuse me?
With Colt
Lyerla? Colt, yeah. I mean, we have a couple guys that missed today. Obviously, these are, voluntary practices. So I'm fully aware where he is, and I expect him back tomorrow.
What's the game plan with Clay? I know we're not talking injuries specifically right now, but is your hope that he's ready to go the first day of training camp, or are you kind of taking it easy with him?
It's kind of week to week. You know, we'll see how he's. He's doing a lot of rehab conditioning as I left the field. So he's progressing. I really don't have a handle on until practice in the offseason or not.
Now that Chris Harper's been here for quite a while now, I guess, where have you seen him?
Chris Harper's really improved. I mean, I think you saw the first snap here in the team period. I mean, he runs a great post, and Aaron hits him right in stride. And I mean, that's the kind of explosiveness that he has. I mean, I still go back to his, K-State film. I mean, you talk about a very talented, powerful, young player. So he looks more and more comfortable with what we're asking him to do, and I don't think that was the case last year when he came here. So he's having a very good offseason.
Mike, you beat Jake Stackle, the absence of Ryan Pickett. Who needs to step up this year defensive line?
Well, I think the biggest thing with our defensive line is rotation. I'm not going to really get into statistics and, who did what last year and so forth. But the ability to play as many defensive players as possible is a primary focus for us. And it definitely starts not only with the defensive line, but how they're utilized. So getting the rotation and the combination of players training together is something that, you know, obviously with injury, we did not hit the target last year, so it's something that we want to be more diverse in addressing it right now. So just really the utilization of who's up. So if there's six linemen up that week or seven, is make sure that the rotation of those guys is, I think we can do a better job there.